I am so fucking sorry. It took so fucking long to get here. Thank you so much, though, for waiting and for being here. And I have a million questions for you guys. I do. Sim, am I supposed to sit here?
Yeah, sit right here. It's fine. Hi, everyone. Hello.
This is Sim, my very anxious producer.
Very anxious, but also extremely excited to be back here at SC.
Yeah.
I was a Phi Psi right down the street 22 years ago. Yes. Wait, how are Phi Psi's right now? Are they good house? Yeah? They are? All right, just making sure.
Guys, so I went to University of Washington, which is like, you know, big state school. Oh, thank you.
The one.
But I was too nervous to join a sorority because I thought that, I just thought I wasn't going to get liked, or I didn't know how to be a part of like a collective group, or I thought that I wasn't cool enough, or I was terrified of rejection. So I was kind of, I felt, you know, like I lived in the dorms as like a little bit of a loner. I hung out with a lot of like stoner dudes. Well, like two stoner dudes. Anyway, but do you guys, have you all found this experience to be incredibly rewarding? I guess that's a leading question, but what would be like some of the unexpected?
Let's ask a couple of people. What's your name?
What's your name?
Faye Osgood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt it was really inclusive. I actually transferred here, and it was like really good to get involved in the community immediately once I got to the school, not knowing anyone, and having everyone already had made friends as freshmen. It was really helpful to like meet a lot of girls, and they were all really nice and included.
Were you nervous about the process of rushing? And
rush is the worst part.
Yeah, but will you guys tell me about that? Like, what are the worst things? Will you guys like anybody like raise their hand or shout out an answer?
You know what we should do? Let's invite our guest here first, and then we can talk about it. And then we can get into the thing because I don't want her to wait outside for a while. I know.
Lane,
okay, everyone, Lane Moore is here. So Lane has this amazing, amazing touring show right now called Tinder Live. And Lane, I saw your show last night. It was fantastic. Tell us what the show is.
Yeah, should I hold this? Like a person who has held a microphone professionally for a long time. So Tinder Live is basically, we go on my Tinder Live in front of a projection screen, kind of like that, usually not the smallest TV I've ever seen in my whole freaking life. I go through my like Tinder shout outs, my like favorite Tinder profiles of all time. And then we go on my Tinder profile. And then the audience, who in this case today is you guys, are the ones who choose whether I swipe right or left. So it's like my sexual destiny is in your hands. It's fun. And then I have to just sleep with them all just immediately after tonight. It's great.
Because I know you have to leave. You have a show later at UCB. We're going to do a condensed version of your show.
Yes, yes.
And then after
it's a
you
long,
leave,
winding
and then
road.
We're going to kick you out, and then Anna and I will talk to the rest of... What?
I know, I'm just so sorry. It was so fucking late.
It's okay. It's okay. Oh, we have a full show planned for you guys. You hope you're not going anywhere.
Going around asking for fucking candy. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're blaming children.
All right,
that's fair.
Lane, because we are a little short of time,
yeah.
Why don't you just get started and do your show?
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of rules because it's important because out of context, this could sound just like a really, really mean shit show. And it's not. It's like the most fun thing in the world. It's fine. I'm obviously set really low selling this. I try to keep it super, super nice and super kind. So when we're going through and I'm asking you which ones to swipe right or left on, I always say like, I don't want you, like if a guy's like nice or he has like a soul or like emotional intelligence, like we don't want that. What we want is like a white guy with cornrows and his name is Amen. Does that make sense? Like you've seen them. You know what it's like. Okay. So we'll go on and then you guys choose that and then we'll like analyze the profiles. You guys will look in with me because you've not done Tinder. You've had a good life.
Okay,
I know. No, I've met a lot of my friends who've like actually met their like partners and husbands on Tinder and I'm like, yay.
My fiance I met on Hinge, another dating
See,
app.
See, it happens. Oh, my friends work at Hinge. I have friends at Hinge.
Oh,
of
nice.
Course I do. It's
but like... Anna has always been fascinated by dating apps. And
yeah.
So this is I love doing this because you...
I just, yeah, how do you present yourself, like the ideal version of yourself,
oh,
and
this.
Then how do you...
Well, and that's what, I really do operate on the idea that most people on Tinder, like most of these guys that we're going to see tonight, they don't know that it is just coming off really bad. So it's like part of the show is meant to be like educational, like don't do this. And so because I really do think that most people just don't know how to present themselves. I don't think it's like everyone on there is bad. I'm not cynical.
I love it that you have tape over your camera.
That is not my laptop.
Oh.
I guess that is Cowboys.
There you go. There you go. All
right.
You perv.
So I have tape over my laptop, but not for like any sort of like genital reason.
Wait, by the way, our USC class here, can we give them a round of applause? Where are they? Oh. Where's our class?
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
We teach a class here called Creating the Hit Podcast at the School of Dramatic Arts. So if you guys are, you know, underclassmen.
Professor Sarna.
And we're teaching again next fall, so please sign up.
Yes. Yeah.
We're gonna get better. We promise.
Hey, guys. Great to see you. Okay, sorry.
Yay.
All right.
No,
let's
it's fine.
Let's not we'll pretend that we're not cruel.
Okay, so you guys can pretty much see it on there.
Okay, we've got Chris, 35.
I like to approach it that like this ASU. Guy might be it could be in the room, and I always like to do it in a way so that like the guy could still get laid afterwards is what I say. So we have Chris.
So generous.
Chris is able to balance successfully on a bunch of like pool noodles is the best way, which is like, that is like a successful quality. I don't know how that translates to sex, but I bet it does. So let's look at, he's a 6'2 Leo, West Hollywood, looking for true love in all the wrong places. Okay. I didn't know that. Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. This is an optical illusion because there is a like pool raft here. So he's making us think he can balance on a pool noodle, but he cannot. Wow, Chris.
Whoa.
What?
Counter argument.
Sure. I'm in.
I mean, it's mildly funny. It's big.
No, it is. It is.
But on a scale.
No,
like
it's pretty cool.
Scale, it's like, you know, I would give it a.
I like the choice. You can tell
2.3.
Yeah.
Which it maybe is more than some people.
No, it's good. But also, like, you can tell how engaged his thighs are. Like, he's really he's like working a lot of muscles. This is like, if this was like a bar class, I'd take it.
Does that mean that you would go out with him?
I don't know yet. I just know he's really good at engaging his thighs. I'd take a workout with him. He was like teaching a workout class.
In a pool, on
a pool noodle.
He has like, it's this does sound hot sexual. New trend in LA. It's
I mean,
like the
it might
workout.
Be. Also, I think this is an above ground pool, which like, I guess good for him. I always thought they look like big toilets. It's fine. okay, so he owns a suit. That's cool. And also, like, he doesn't believe in sunglasses.
Oh, wait, these are more of the same person?
Yeah. You get multiple choices sometimes. Sometimes they're just like, this is it, and there's no other photos, and you're supposed to be like, wow, that is a confidence I do not know. So there's other photos. So we've got this. He owns a suit, doesn't believe in sunglasses, definitely knows how to smize. That's cool. What? Is he like a human chess piece? He's like sitting on a little couch, and there's all these like chess pieces, but they're candle holders, and he's like thinking deep thoughts, I guess. He looks like he's in like a 90s music video about something sad. That's the only way I can think to describe this. What? Oh, Chris with ripped jeans. And then what? That's weekend Chris. And then I love that Chris has a friend who also has ripped jeans. The same leg is ripped to the left of him. And he's like, oh, my God, Chris, you're crazy. That's awesome. Can you see it? And then there's a little man in the background.
I'm going for the guy in the background.
I get it. I know. I always wish you could be like that. Just be like, who's that other man? But that feels rude. Now, Michael, on the other hand, has some sort of monkey on his shoulder. And this is where we're trying to get. See? So, and also, he looks like he doesn't know that monkey at all. Like, this is a monkey he's never met, and he doesn't know how it got there, and that's fun. So he says, just
but
got another...
There's something very amusing about this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we got something... Yeah, there's a story there. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, we
I
all
like
do.
This.
He says, just got another film in the can. I would like to go out on a few dates, maybe hop on a plane, travel real quick with the right someone... It sounds like he's got to run an errand and he just like wants a friend.
I don't understand the just got another film in the can.
He's
part.
A he like
he's a producer
he's
or
a
director.
He's a producer or director.
But
or
he's making these really super low budget movies on his iPhone and he's saying that is another movie in the can.
Yeah. And then he says he'd like to go out on a few dates, and then maybe, if you're lucky, we'll hop on a plane together, Southwest perhaps, and with the right someone, though, so be worthy of Southwest, and then they'll travel real quick, so like you'll have like an overnight stay in Tacoma, I don't know, and then they'll have fun. And then he says, let's go to Haunted House, which I do like, topical, have a Universal and Six Flags pass, among others. Yes, he did not mention Disney, though, so that's tough to know. Raider fan, proud Jeep owner, currently my sixth one. So he's owned six Jeeps, which is so specific. So, I mean, there's a lot to love here. What? Okay, people who are listening, he's like in a boy band with like six men who are all vaguely 30.
And like, this is kind of funny, though.
No, it's an amazing photo. Like, they're all like, I don't really know what it is. It looks like...
It'd be like, hey, what do you think? Like, let's arrange. Like, yeah, let's do like a photo shoot. Like, Sunday morning. Yeah. Like, can
sure,
you guys
around.
Come over for a photo
you
shoot?
You got something that's black or blue? Same. Yeah. Wait. I only have a gray hoodie. Will that work? Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Got the studio for an hour and a half.
Yeah, we got a backdrop. It's cool. Dave will be there. He's got some new tattoos. He's going to be the only one wearing short sleeves. He wants to show them off. He's got a compass tattoo. It's pretty sweet. Doesn't want to let it go to waste. Yeah, that's 1,000% what happened. And then, he knows Jeff Goldblum.
How often do you come across people with celebrity photos?
I mean, it depends if you feel that Jeff Goldblum Tinder sighting is an asset or not.
Wait, what do you think? Is when you see a celebrity photo in a Tinder profile?
I know what I think. I think they did not sign on for this. I think that celebrity was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be used to help you get laid. Like, I don't need this. I was trying to be nice, take a photo. And now he's like, oh, look who I met for 2 seconds. But, maybe he did do a film with him. We don't know. He's got another one in the can. I don't know. Sunday fun day, but he does not look like he's having fun. So he looks miserable and he's wearing a Sunday fun day shirt. And I think there's blood on the wall behind him. A bloody handprint. That's another story. And then a G. One of six. All right, right or left?
Right.
See, you guys
what?
Get it.
You got this.
Oh, we met. We met.
This is
oh my God.
I have no idea what that means. And I have no idea why the fuck so you when guys we, said that.
Because it's very exciting. So it means that he also thinks that I am appealing in some manner.
Well, of course you are.
Thank you.
As a gender, we are way
we're
more
pretty good. We're pretty good.
The other gender.
As a gender. All right, so.
You get it? You get it, Sim?
Let me lean into this part. Like a weird grandma. Okay. All right, okay. Oh. So now I have to initiate conversation, as we all do. Sorry, so I'm going to take the information that I have. Film in the can.
You what? Love Jeff Goldblum.
No. No. No, that's too obvious. Who among us doesn't?
What about you enjoy bugs, like flies, and like...
No, I've got to take all the information he's given me, and because I also play a character on Tinder
right.
Live.
So
it's a whole...
I'm
weaving a tale. No, you're tremendous, but I just have to be very specific about this.
Okay.
So, okay, this
fuck.
Is... I know, I'm making this, like this fucking Thunderdome. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so let me think. So, okay, so we got a plane, we got... Ewok, I don't know what that is, on his shoulder. And he wants to go to home. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God, this
Hi.
Is so crazy.
Hi. So, first of all.
Oh, no way. Oh,
how fuck. Soon can we get on that plane? Because I am having a tremendous amount of personal problems. LOL. I am just like caps lock, not okay. Also, who is that monkey or whatever? I too have crashed a lot of Jeeps. Damn it, let me type it. Autocorrect.
Oh, man.
There we go. And so now we have stuff to talk about, you see? So now we'll just wait. And it's like a stew. You're just letting it simmer. Aaron is sweating near a mountain.
Whoa. I like him.
That's okay. I'm just saying things that are true. He's just sweating near a mountain. Developer by occupation, music guy by inclination. Oh, it's a rhyme. Yeah, Aaron likes to rhyme. That's cool. All the way from Oklahoma, moved myself to Minnesota. Holy shit. He is not done rhyming. And now, won't you know, I'm living it up in Los Angeles. Is that a song that's like not great, but it's like a song? Or did he make that up?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow. Good for you. I don't know. I'm just going to choose to believe he wrote that little rhyme.
I like him.
He seems cute.
I like him.
Oh my God, look at this little nerd. He's so cute. He's got sides, aspects. He knows how to stand in different angles. Okay, all right, right or left?
Right.
Oh my God, thank God, because I have ideas. But just don't be disappointed, because when I don't match with them, oftentimes I match with them at like 2 a.m. and then I have to deal with that on my own time.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's weird. Every time I do a Tinder live show, like afterwards, it's like at 3 a.m. It's like, John wants to talk to you. John has a message. Abe is talking to you. I'm like, I don't even remember. And then you just have to pick them back up. It's fun. Nick is eating toast? Something with boobs?
It looks like it's like a cookie with little nipples.
I'm sure it's not.
You know what's weird?
What?
It looks like he's actually not truly taking a bite.
It does look like an actress bite. Like, oh, I love eating this. I'm going to chew it too.
Yeah. It looks like...
That's so true.
It does...
He spit like, this out 3 seconds later.
You know, or something like...
It wasn't good.
I want her to know that I'm good at eating pussy.
Ali, but he doesn't look that enthusiastic about what he's eating, which is important.
But can't you see the, like, intent?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can. You see the sexual interest. Yeah. Yeah, and then his shirt says Lost Cause, so he wants you to know that it's like, but not in all aspects. You know what I mean?
Ladies?
Wink, wink. Might let you play with my girlfriend. There it is.
Whoa.
Looking for a unicorn. Probably just want to see your tits and that
looking
ass.
For our unicorn.
Our unicorn, yes, yes, yes.
So he's looking for a threesome.
Yes.
Is that what this is?
Correct.
Educate.
That's him and his girl. Yo, that's his girl and another girl or a mirror. I don't know. What? Oh, I think they have two girls. I don't understand. They look cute and nice. He seems pleasant. He's in the woods. Oh, they're cute and nice.
But then the first, like, five... It's amazing that it got to the place of, like, kind of, like, some, you know, some wholesomeness.
We had to go through a lot. Well, because he didn't want you to get confused. He didn't want you to be like, hi, I'm looking for a monogamous mate who's totally single. And he's like, I got to save her some
but
time.
But then we're supposed to feel safe at the end?
I mean, they do seem like nice people. If you want to have a foursome, I guess, that's a lot of sex. I just cannot. I am overwhelmed. Right or left?
Right.
Interesting. All right. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah! We matched.
What happened?
We matched.
No way! What happened?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay. All right. Now I got to think. Okay. Okay. Hi. So, you know, it seems like you want a girl who has my face to have a foursome. I don't know. I'm bad at counting people. But.
Well, you mentioned something about like the nuts. Because it looks like he was eating like a cookie with nuts.
I'll work it in.
Like
I'll figure out a way to work it in. I thought they looked like boobs, but almonds can look like nipples, so it's fine.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll work it in. I'm bad at counting people, but I... Hold on. I'm bad at counting. But I prefer if I'm going to do sexual things for there to be at least 25 people. Let me know. Also, I like nuts. Is that good? We got there. So, Alex, no Trump supporters. Born in Colombia, raised in Miami. Enjoy hitting the gym, eating epic meals, and getting down to good tunes, too. Retweeted Neil deGrasse Tyson. What the fuck? You can't retweet on Tinder, but good for you, Alex. I dream of a world where the truth is what shapes people's politics rather than politics shaping what people think is true. I mean, that's fair, but okay. I mean, I don't know. He's in a cool location. He got friends. I call these photos women let me touch them.
Yeah. It's like when a guy's like, look, I have female friends. They let me touch them. I'm like a pretty good dude.
Okay. The sun is accessing his hat. Whoa. Hey, Anthony Bourdain. Oh, what's up? Anthony Bourdain looks like he's humoring them.
Come on, Alex. That's a cheap move.
You're better than that, Alex. We believe in you. Skiing. All right, right or left?
Left.
Yeah. Farbod. Everyone's a traveler on Tinder. You people don't have jobs. I like
what
him.
Say?
Based in Hollywood, some of my achievements. Inventor of Tinder. No, he's not.
He's funny.
Oh, my God. What if he is?
He's funny.
Professional swiper. Synchronized swimming champion, neurosurgeon by day, astronaut by night, world's second richest man. My father is the first. 12 Academy Award wins, 11 Golden Globe wins, 8 Grammy wins, 4 right. Nobel Prize. Okay, we get it.
He's worth like.
Let's do a right for him.
Yeah. Something right. At least it's intriguing.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm about to marry the second richest man on live. That's so good for me. What a fun day. Hey. What other things have you done? Make another 8. Also, for me, my top 10 achievements all involve pooping. It said pooing. It's fine. He'll get it. So we'll just see. All right, so Shane. While my guitar gently moves.
I'm feeling good about this.
About my future with the richest man alive who loves that all my achievements have something to do with pooping? Yeah. Probably. I mean, we're like a fun match.
You know, I'm legally allowed to marry people.
Oh, thank you. That's so fun.
Yep.
We'll have his money, my IBS, I guess. While my guitar gently weeps. Why is weeps spelled with an H? That's fine. Maybe there's like, he's got reasons. He's got reasons. I don't know. What? So there's a photo. Okay, and guys do this a lot on Tinder, just so you know.
Yeah, what do you do?
It's like, okay, so the way I can describe this, it's like a guy, okay, so if you were standing up really high and the person who you were looking at was an ant on the ground and you took a photo from the profile of the ant, but the problem is, so this guy's like, I think he's just wearing like a sweater vest and like a cigarette and a grimace. So he looks like he's like yelling at you in bed. I don't know.
I like this about him.
Okay. That's fine. That's reasonable. But then you're his target audience.
It's like old man in the sea. It's like, I'm a lonely dark soul. And
yeah.
Don't you want to get to know me?
You little elf. Yeah. Because you're little. Because look how big he is. You're little. What? He just holds a lot of money.
Oh, boy.
It does not look real.
Now we may have, like, an oxy problem.
He likes the sea. Oh, he looks nice.
I like him.
I like him, too. Yeah, look at him.
I like him a lot.
Marlboros. He likes Gatorade. Dude. Cigarettes. Okay, yeah. Okay. Right or left?
Right.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Guys.
Yes! We met. So exciting. All right. Okay. Oh my God, it's so crazy how often you're in the sea because...
You were born in the sea?
That's exactly what I'm going to say, because I'm from there. Because I'm from there.
My legs
born and raised.
Into what? Will you say my legs have melded into...
I'll say hashtag one giant leg. Yeah. Okay. That's me. And it's a photo of a dog in a wig. Why won't this load? Hold on, we got this. It's a photo of a dog in a wig that's dressed up like a mermaid. And looks proud. Looks so proud. Okay, sorry. Every now and again, I just like see the GIF and I want to live inside it. Okay, we'll get out of it. Okay. Brian has pool access. Faith, he's Christian. Hey, my name is Brian. I'm a Los Angeles native who was born and raised in La Canada, Flintridge. That's real?
La Canada.
That makes more sense. Thank you. I've never seen it printed, which is about 15 minutes outside of Hollywood. However, I've also lived in New York. Boston, holy shit. Amsterdam, Seattle, Oahu, Hawaii, Santa Barbara, and Huntington Beach, California. I was educated at UCLA, where I studied English and got my BA. Right? The intrigue builds now. But you guys.
Swipe.
Wow. All right. Okay.
So Bailey is a which one is it? So do you, how many of you guys think it's the one on the left? One in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, one on the right? Few outliers. I like it.
I'm dare going to be yourself. Left. Left.
All right. Good for you. My name is Kid. Is it? It says Bailey. I'm 8 years old and I'm a little bi curious. What?
That is a wild personal brand.
God. Okay. It's so this is him drinking in a car alone. I think it's water, but still. All right, so this is him with the Snapchat filter of him being a rabbit or a dog. This is him with a girl whose relationship to him is unknown. I always feel like, is that your girlfriend? Is this who am I? Is she gonna be around? Is she in love with you? Is she gonna be a problem? I don't know. I'm always afraid when there's a girl in there. I just don't know what that means.
What
if they like think they're meant to be, but they're like, oh, the timing is off. And then you guys get together and they're just like, they always have this rapport. And then you have to.
Do you ever think about stuff like that? Yeah. You gotta be like, no, this is my best friend, but we've never had sex. We desperately want to, but we've never done.
When you see other women in profiles, male profiles, how do you usually, is that usually a turn off right off the bat?
Yeah, I think, okay, so again, in defense of guys who I think that they're doing a good thing, I just want you to know you're not really. It's just not coming off the way that they think it is, okay? So, like, I think guys think it's like, look, I have female friends, or I talked to one guy on tour, and he was like, oh, I want people to know that, like, I've dated someone before. And I'm like, you're a human being. Like, it's implied. And even if you haven't, that's fine. But I think that, yeah, when you see, if you saw profile like this and you saw some girl, wouldn't you wonder who she was? It's not that men and women can't be friends. It's not that shit. It's just that, like, you put her in your Tinder profile.
But I think that a lot of men will put, like, an attractive woman in their profile thinking that, hey, if other women see me with an attractive woman, then maybe that'll get them to.
And that's not how it works.
That's not how it works, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm sure that I know many men
again,
that have that mentality.
Again, it's a service that I wish men knew. Because it's like all you think. It's like,
but
also,
he's not a man. He's fucking 20.
I know, but he's a training man. He's training to be a man. And one day, well, he's also 8. Don't forget, 8 years old. That's fair. Then he's not a man. He's a little man. He's a little. Yeah, it's fine. They're childhood friends.
I mean, I think he's funny.
Oh, you got a message?
Wait, what?
Oh, I did.
Oh.
Oh. Nice.
Wait, right or left on Bailey?
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Shane, oh yay! Oh, the one that I said that I was a mermaid and I have one giant leg, and he just said, "Hey." Oh my god, that dog is pretty much the coolest. What dog? That's me. So, and then I'm gonna throw some emojis. So, a hammer, an eggplant, a bat, a spider web, and then me going, "Ta-da!" Who knows? He'll get it. Farbod. Oh, Farbod. What was this? Oh, the guy who I said, what other things have you done? Make another 8. The guy who said he had all those achievements. And I said, tell me more achievements. All my top 10 achievements all involve pooing. And he's laughing.
Oh, that's all.
Yay. Oh, my God. So wait, hold on. We have Sheen wrote back. The one with the mermaid says that I'm pretty much the coolest. Yay. What else can you say to that? I mean, it's true. I'm a mermaid dog. Like, of course I am. Cohen has... His grandma's so cute.
Right, I like that.
I like him.
This is sweet. Isn't it sweet?
Yes. I love to live life to the fullest. I'm always happy and love everyone. Oh my God, this man is an angel among us. I am very spiritual and athletic. I love romance. I also love to be a great lover.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Shared interest. Wait, what? Oh, this guy says, fuck, I forgot it's Halloween. I'm on the boat right now killing squid.
Hold on. Oh my God. Same. Wow. Which boat are you? Oh my God, Barbot's in. Well, my real achievements are not that much different from yours. Hold on. I'm gonna send him a gif of me pooping french fries as if I'm a potato. Like this. It's a gif of a potato pooping french fries, which I can't believe exists. But it does. Oh my God. Wait, what? Oh God. All right, hold on. He's at... That is not a boat. Or is it? How many mermaids do you see nearby? If it's one, that's me. So we'll see. Cohen seems fucking dope. He's so cute. Oh my God, that dog loves him. This is the most loving man in the history of time with the most loving dog. Oh my God. Little angel. What? And that's like maybe his daughter who looks really cute and fun. And he gets her stuffed animals, so maybe he would buy them for me too. All right, right or left?
Right.
Yeah, right? Ah, yes! I just wanna be nice to him. He just seems like such an angel.
By the way, Lane, how much time do you have? It's almost 7:25.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
You don't know about an angel.
I get confused with the right
an
and the left
angel.
Thing. I still don't know which one.
Swiping
pure.
Left means you don't like the person. Swiping angel. Right means you like the person.
All right.
An angel.
I just keep typing angel.
I've written it like 6 times. It's fine. I just wanted to know he is. I think he is. Sean is so cute. Wait, oh my God. Shane, hold on.
He's right.
Right is...
Ha ha. Oh, this is the mermaid guy. Ha ha. If it is you, then I'm probably throwing seal bombs at you because there's dolphins everywhere.
The fucker's eating our squid.
LOL. I know. I eat squid for every meal. And literally, I... Oh, my God. Literally, I mean every meal because, hello, I live in the sea. And then let's see what Farbad said. LOL, yeah, I was wondering if I should involve ketchup or not.
Wait, what?
What does that even mean?
Is that like blood poop? I'm just going to like it, and that will be that. That's what I will do. You guys, I have to take off, but thank you.
Hey, guys, let's give Lane a round of applause. Thank you so much, Lane. Hey, before you go, tell us where you're touring.
Thank you so much.
Where's the rest of your tour? And where do you find it? Where can we find your website and all of that stuff?
So on Twitter, I'm Hello Lane Moore, and also on Instagram. And then there's a Tinder Live Instagram as well that's just at Tinder Live. And it's like on Facebook, and it's like the internet, lanemoore.org. You get it, the places. And next, I'm in Connecticut. I can't remember where. I've been in a different city like every night. But I'm also gonna be in Tampa. No, it's fine. It's been a wild week. Yeah. I mean, and it's like I usually live in the sea, so this is like fun for me. But yeah, come see it. I like tour colleges and rock venues and all
Lane,
the good
thank
things.
You so
Lane,
much for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, like you
thank
met
you so much.
Truly, like best. What an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I know, I wish I had more time to talk to you. Thank you so much. Thanks, dude.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Will you please, like, next time you're in LA, I don't know.
Oh, 1,000%. Like, I'll be back.
We're going to, like, soon. Get a keg here. And
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So we are going to keep things moving right now. We have a segment on our show called Deal Breakers. But this time, instead of talking to our celebrity guests, we're going to actually include all of you. And Anna is going to ask you guys,
all of you guys,
whether or not these are deal breakers or not. And imagine if you're single. What?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, everyone? Who said that? Right. So for this, we should just yell out if you think it's a deal breaker or not a deal breaker, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, he takes you to dinner during happy hour because it's cheaper.
Not a deal breaker? What? You said that's smart. But you guys are at USC, aren't you expecting to be with like some rich dude? No.
They'll be rich later
because they have a degree from USC. I like that. I like the way you're going with that.
I have to be realistic about what I want.
Oh, hold on. Come over here. Like, there.
I have to be realistic about what I want. I like cured meats, and, like, those tend to cost more. And so, like, if a guy, like, cheaps me out on happy hour, that means I can't get prosciutto, then I really like it.
All right. She knows what she wants.
All right, she knows what she wants. All right, so for the most part, not a deal breaker on that one.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. It's not the USC that I know and love, but yeah.
Okay. So I'm not offended by much. Are you guys offended by certain things? Like,
no.
Yeah. So if I said, you know, pussy, not offended, right?
No.
Cunt.
No.
We're good. We're all okay with cunt. Okay. Thanks.
Let's go to the second deal breaker.
Fine. Okay, he tells you he dated his high school teacher.
Wait, so deal breaker? Wait, is it not a deal breaker for some people? Oh, wait, who said that? Is she hot? How old is she? Well, these are all good questions. Who asked that question?
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no. We didn't get into the backstory.
Okay.
All legitimate questions, I think. Right, let's go to the next one.
Okay. He steals dishes from the dining halls.
I feel like it's split right now between it's
I know, wait,
split.
Are we split? What's happening?
Wait, you said it's common? It's totally. Wait, so how many. Is it a deal breaker for most people? Is it a deal? If it's a deal breaker, raise your hand.
Only. Yeah, no, people did it freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a deal breaker. If it's not a deal breaker, raise your hand. Wow.
Are you a freshman?
Oh, I think it's so not a deal breaker for me.
I mean,
for me, it's like okay. That's a crafty person. I like it. So, he's dated one of your sorority sisters. What is the rule on that?
Not good. No? Wait, hold on. Come over here. Come over here. What's your name?
Christine. All right. So, what are your thoughts on that? I think. It's hard because there's 200 of us, and odds are someone has dated one of them. If it didn't work out, maybe for a reason, but also if it's your best friends, don't do it. But you know, if it's like you're a senior, it was a freshman, it's kind of weird for the guy, but it's fine.
Gotcha.
So then isn't there a conflict though a little bit with like the idea of guys saying bros before hoes and how like that makes me bristle, but at the same time, what is the alternative or, you know, the counterpart to that? I don't know. I don't know exactly. Oh, Jesus. I love you guys. I don't know, but is that, like, is that... Wait, what'd you say? We got to hear this.
It was what did you say? It's chicks before dicks.
Yeah! Way better than
Mr. Fuck it.
No, but I don't know. Is that like, I remember when I, when long time ago, when I was in college, I would overhear guys like talking about like fucking a girl that I knew, and it felt like it stung a little bit to me because it felt like, man, I hope that I'm not talked about in that way. And like the way that, you know, whatever, like of my body or whatever, my lack of sexual ability, and I wonder if that's changed because I'm 40 now. Has it changed? Do you guys think? Like,
no. I mean, I feel like that still happens. Like that really resonates. Like that happens a lot. I feel like girls are different. Like girls would like if that happened. Like if you met a boy and he knew a girl in the house, he would probably go up to her and be like, hey, this happened. Is it okay with you? Like you would put her before the guy in a way that he might not. But I do feel like that still happens with guys all the time, especially in like frats. Like they'll like talk about it, I feel like.
Like the guy that sort of that pat culture a little bit.
Yeah.
Would anyone feel like talking about any experience like this? I mean, not that, I don't know. I don't even know what the specific question is. Yes, please.
About what?
What a fucking awesome jacket.
Grab that mic. Grab that mic right there. What's your name?
My name is Peyton. Like Peyton Manning.
Wait, why is everyone like, is she? Yeah. What's her? There's something going on here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Tell me,
the psycho.
Yeah.
Wait, what's happening?
Okay.
Peyton?
Yeah.
She's a bit known to be promiscuous and experienced in the best way. In the best way. And she's very, she owns it.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah. I love that. That's amazing. Okay, wait. But have you been in love before?
No, I don't think so.
So then, like, because this is confusing to me as a woman, like, how to have a sexual experience without being in love.
I'm envious.
I like sex.
Well, like, it's easy. I don't know. It's not hard for me to have, like, no strings attached.
And, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And, but I don't think that's as easy, like, the first time. Like, the first time I had sex with someone was, like, someone I liked. But not in love. That's like a big word.
Whoa. Okay, but getting back to something though.
Yes.
You really liked him.
Yeah.
Do you still think about him?
Oh, he was my freshman year boyfriend. We dated for a while. His name's Noah Miller, if he's watching, listening. We're like still really good friends. He has a girlfriend now. He always has a girlfriend. Serial dater.
Do you ever like think about him late at night
and
you're just like,
no.
I don't know.
I definitely think we're like gonna get married though. He like, we're friends. He follows my Finsta.
You what?
My
I know. This is
Finsta. It's like a fake Instagram.
What the hell does that mean?
It's like you would post things and you always show them to like your friends and they're funny. And it's like you wouldn't share it with the world.
You don't share them with your parents.
It's private.
Private Instagrams. Got
yeah.
It. A Finsta. Yeah.
Finsta.
Yeah.
It's a Finsta.
But he's like one of two boys that follows my Finsta.
Okay, so would you want to be in a relationship, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I want. I actually just downloaded Bumble. I don't think I'm good at it. I don't, like, check it. So I just...
Who would your ideal guy be, then?
Well... Okay, probably not someone at USC right now.
Why?
Just because, like, I'm a senior, so everyone's, like, graduating, and I would only date someone who's 21 or older because I just turned 21 in July, and I'm, like, very excited about it. And,
But wait, where are you going after this?
I don't know. Probably staying in LA.
Okay, but I kind of think the world's big. You got to get out there.
I could. I could get out there. I could move to New York.
That's right. Or to Italy.
I lived abroad in Italy. I lived there for a semester.
Where?
In Rome.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but I admire and that quality that, like, somebody who can be just just sort of be like completely confident with their body, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think I get more strings though than I like, you know, because then sometimes I get like psycho, and then I'm like,
well,
no, like
see,
I'm like, wait, so I'm like having okay. like no strings attached sex, but then if someone, going back to the sorority thing, like hooked up with him, I'd be pissed, you know, like.
See, this yeah. is my theory though. You are proving me completely right.
Yeah, no, I probably am. Yeah.
Like the idea of the Samantha from Sex and the City is a falsehood. That it like it's something that we like would love to have. I would love to have like just to be able to be like, oh, I'll fuck anybody, and I just want it for my own sexual pleasure, just yeah. simply that. But at the same time, for me, I can't help but not have an emotional attachment.
I don't know if it's an emotional attachment. It's just like an attachment. I just don't want like anyone else to. Selfish. Selfish.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. Maybe they're this. I don't know. Maybe it's the same idea. But I don't know how we all help each other as women to support each other and to be like, let's make sure that we all feel really good about all of these decisions and support each other and support each other in the same way that guys support each other in like their gossip crowds, you know, how they talk about. I just remember having this moment at a fraternity party where I overheard these guys just like talking so much shit about this girl, and I remember feeling like, oh God, that must be how, like, that's the dialogue that happens around all of these encounters that I think in the moment are maybe romantic, but maybe like I might be that girl that they're talking about, and it felt kind of shitty to me. Maybe we can change all that, and also maybe I was more sensitive than other people. Maybe other women like wouldn't care as much or something, but sorry, I'm getting into like my own like dark history of college. What I hope though is that like we can all support each other and feel like fuck this, and which is like this amazing thing that's suddenly happening with the dialogue and social media and the idea of like being public with sexual harassment, and also just being able to be like, oh yeah, that guy we made out, he got a little aggressive, whatever it is that makes us feel bad and we are not listening to our gut, how do we learn how to listen to that, I guess? I don't know. What the fuck I'm talking, I don't, I'm sorry,
no,
you guys.
No, guys, that was great.
Thank you. And you're fucking beautiful.
Oh my God.
You're so gorgeous. You are. You're so fucking beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we have a couple more deal breakers before we call up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to call
a couple more.
We have time for like one person to come here and talk to us about their relationship.
Oh, shit. Sim, there was
problems.
One that.
Pick a couple more that you like.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We have Rachel Felford.
Oh, right? Oh, okay.
We're going to call you in a little bit. First, a couple more deal breakers.
Okay. I love number 11, but I have to finesse it.
Do it. Go for it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Um,
Okay, so you're on a date with a super hot guy. Let's call him. I don't know why I always go to Chad. We'll go with Chad. So you're on a date with Chad, and you're at this great like little wine bar, and you're eating little like prosciutto wrapped figs, and then he says, "I have not met that many smart women. Like, I think most girls are kind of stupid." Oh. I know. As I'm saying it, I'm like, whoa. But I don't know. What do you do?
But he calls you smart.
Yeah.
He says, but, you're smart, but most women are stupid. Is that,
yes.
Is that
yeah, stupid? Yeah.
Okay.
But also, and then also the follow-up thing could be, like, you're so beautiful, and I have never really found, like, anybody else beautiful before. Like, is it a manipulation tactic, or is it a true belief? Or is it a true belief, or are they all the same? I don't know.
Does anyone want to, has anyone been in a situation like that ever?
Oh.
You have? Come over here. Get over here quickly. Get over here. Yeah.
When you were in in your fraternity, would men talk about being smarter than women?
Oh my God. It was I mean, fraternity culture is pretty bad.
Yeah. So they would?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, yeah,
that's
it was just
fucked up.
Yeah, of course.
Like, and do you believe
I know. You first of all, I'm marrying someone who is way smarter
but
than me.
Did you?
And I work
at the
with
time,
only women.
Because we have this, like, I think that at, like, there's a certain age when you get so, especially when you're around, I don't know, like, you feel like the world is sort of your oyster and you feel like you can conquer it. And there's that feeling of, like, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm smarter. I know what's going on. Right, like
I'll tell you what. 22 years ago, when I was a freshman, I was here from 95 to 99, and I just remember that there were so many girls in DG and in Pi Phi and in Theta and in Kappa and they told me that they're here for their. I've never heard this term before. Their MRS degree. Oh, yeah. Have you guys heard that?
Yeah.
And
MSS. To find a husband. To get married.
Right.
MSS.
Their MRS degree, and I'm like, that's so fucked.
Yeah. Girls still say that.
That's weird. That was weird to me back then. And it's still weird to me now.
That is crazy.
It's so weird. But yeah, that was happening back then. I guess it's still happening now. Fuck.
Less common.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so yeah, we were going to talk about like how some men have the assumption that women
again?
Are stupid.
Bria Jamison. Hi. I have been in situations. I'm an engineering major at USC. And so I've been in situations where like I was out with a guy and I'm like, you're talking or whatever, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, like what's your major? And I'm like, oh, engineering. He's like, oh, wow. And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, I just didn't expect that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Or like I'll be in a class and like I'll like know what I'm doing, or I'll be doing something. I'm like, oh wow, like I didn't like. I've literally had a guy be like, oh, like I didn't expect like you to like get that or like know how to do that because
it's so fucked up
of like the way you look. Not they don't say because of the way you look, but I'm like, oh, that's okay. So I run into that all the time.
It's yeah, that's a tough one. Like, what do you do? You're just like, so you're going on the assumption that you've entered into this like encounter with the idea that like. I'm a ding dong, and like you're gonna fuck me, and I don't know, and but do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Where,
or like
when where
like, you're not like other girls.
Where were
thing.
There
I hate
like
that.
Role? Oh, that's interesting. But do we ever say that to guys though? Ever? I don't know. Like, have we ever said you're not like other guys?
It is different. I think it's completely different.
A guy that's not like other guys.
Here, come here.
A guy that's not like other guys is like not a rapist or a misogynist. It's not like we're saying that like, wow, guys aren't usually intelligent or leading the field and like
right, yeah.
always included and represented in every Hollywood film I've ever seen. No, it's we're not saying that. We're saying that, oh wow, this man treats me with dignity and respect, like the most basic level.
Yeah.
Like he's a human being. Wow.
Fuck yeah. Oh my God. What a brilliant way to put it.
let's just bring Rachel up here.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Anna and I want to hear, we want to hear what's going on with you and this guy you met in Australia. I guess you told the entire house,
no,
right?
No.
But apparently no. A bunch of people know, right?
About I'm going to be
situation?
Honest. I'm a senior, so I know about 20 people in this room now. So if you're a new member, what's up? I'm Rachel. Not a lot of people know this.
Tell us a story.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So I'm a senior. I was abroad in Sydney, Australia last semester. Basically, I just met a guy, like you do. And
Wait. You got to give us some details.
So I went to a university there. I lived in a dorm. Uh-huh. And so there were a bunch of Australians and Americans in the dorm.
So he's an Australian dude.
Yes, he's from Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And he lived a few doors down from me. But it was just like any dorm where you have like kind of a freshman orientation. And all the American exchange students were considered freshmen. So we were put in the same kind of orientation. So I just got to know everyone, got to know him. And we became really good friends. And then a few months in, just started hooking up.
How did you seduce him?
I would not call myself a seductress, so I can't really speak to that. We became really good friends first. So it was him and an American girl and an American guy, and the four of us became a really good like friend group. And then we just kind of turned from like friends into like we grew attracted to each other, I guess.
Lovers.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but essentially but it became more than like hooking up. We were kind of in as much of a relationship as you can have when you know that you're leaving after 5 months and can never see him again, possibly. So, I don't know. That's the background.
So then what happened?
So I came back here. We continued to talk like every day, and it was never like, we're not going to like date long distance because you're on a different continent. I don't know when I'll see you again. I'm graduating in May, but he is like a year and a half younger. So he's going to be in university for a little bit longer. So we were like, I guess we can keep talking. And then it just like began to fizzle. And then it was a very slight fizzle. And then he called me and essentially broke up with me, even though we weren't dating.
What did he say to you?
Oh, that's
it's
weird.
A long one. He was just like, I can't really keep doing this because it's not fair for either of us. Like, he didn't say like, I met another person or I don't want to talk to you anymore. But it was like, come on, what are we doing? Like, we're never going to see each other. But like, we don't know when we'll see each other again. Like, this is painful for both of us because we get to like FaceTime. That's about it. Like, what are we doing?
Did that break your heart?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It was rough. I mean,
fuck, I'm sorry.
What I've said to some people and what I said, I think, in the email was, since I'm a senior graduating in May, I'm not sure what I'm going to do when I graduate. And one of the things I've been thinking of doing is going back to Sydney because I really loved the city, regardless of him.
It's a fucking awesome city.
It's amazing. And I had never been before, but I would love to live internationally because I have in the past. So that's one of the places I'd like to go. And so I thought about it. And I mentioned it to him, and I wasn't like, I'm moving to this country for you. But obviously, if he's there,
he's gonna think that, by the way, because guys are like, they have egos that you're like, oh, then he's gonna honestly.
What I said is, I'm not entirely moving for. I'm not moving across the country to date you, or across the world. I want to live in this city too. But if we have feelings for each other and we didn't like cut it off, if we're in the same city, we're gonna date, right? This was before he broke up with me, essentially. So then. Now I'm just thinking like Sydney is still in my mind regardless of him. But now if I like want to move there, it's like I'm chasing him kind of, and not necessarily, but he's there. And so I feel like he has this like metaphorical like hold on like the entire country that like I can't. I'm trying to be poetic. It's not working. Like, this was one of my dreams, regardless of a random boy. Sydney's an amazing city, and I want to pursue sports, and that's a good place to do it as well. But now it's like, it's hard not to project the image that I'm like moving for him. Because also I met a lot of people over there that were also in our building who knew the like severity of our relationship. So this is just an ego thing. But if they see me a year after I studied abroad, like moving to the city that he's in, it looks a little weird. And so like, I don't care what people think, people I'm never going to see again, but it's kind of like now I can't move there without having a conversation with him. Like, I'm not moving here for you, but you're here. And if he couldn't do the long distance thing, but if we're now in the same city potentially, how do you go about that potential relationship again?
You still have strong feelings for him, right?
Yeah, but I'm not pushing for it because I know the reality of not being in the same country. It's not going to work. So when he cut it off, essentially, I wasn't like, no. Obviously, like, it was very upsetting. But
if you move to Sydney, you want to date him.
Yes, but if he doesn't want to, I wouldn't fight
You'd be crushed.
Whoa.
I mean, putting words in my mouth there.
Yeah. No. Listen, I was going
to
ask.
I think
I
we have to put it in scope. It was a 3-month relationship.
Was that the first guy that you felt really in love with?
Probably. I don't think I'm in love with him yet, but that was the most serious, yeah.
I think that, first of all, if you want to go back to Australia, fucking go back. Yeah. I think that as women, we, would totally take into consideration the idea that other people might think, oh, we're going back for a man, which maybe we are, but guys wouldn't necessarily do that. And so I think definitely do exactly what the fuck you want. I'm not sure that this, it may have been a little bit of a place and a time relationship a little bit.
Yeah, it was, you know, of course. I mean? And we said that many times.
And you're so smart, and you're clearly really fucking proud, and that's how my parents raised me as well. And I don't know. I think this dude needs to know, that he's lost something amazing. And
oh, he'll realize it soon enough.
He will.
He's 21 years old? 21, 22?
A little younger.
A little bit younger. he's younger. Yeah. You're far more mature than this guy, for sure.
Yeah. And I don't want to...
For 5 minutes.
But I also don't want to paint him...
Your maturity level is on a different level than this guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to paint him like a villain, though, because, he didn't do anything wrong.
Listen, he's not a villain. We've all been through that, where, you... Just because... I'm sure he's a really great guy. There's nothing malicious at all. He's just not in a place where he wants to date someone seriously. He's just not in that maturity level. I wasn't mature enough until I was 33 to date someone seriously. I went through a divorce also, but it took me longer than most men. It took what? I'm mature enough now, I think. No,
all right, you're doing great.
All right, thanks. But he definitely adores you. He definitely thinks you're great. He'll definitely have sex with you again if you wanted to.
I'm down.
But don't give him that. Don't make him. I mean, I feel like if you want to move to Australia, move to Australia and go there because you want to go there.
Yeah, I think I just need to work on owning the fact that I'm moving there for myself, and that this person in my past is still there, and it's not cut off, but I'm not moving there for a guy that I hooked up with for 3 months.
You're so right.
When he was 19. What?
I love you. I bet that was some good loving.
Only 2 years.
but no, I think that we, women give up a lot for men, and I think that there's something to examine in that. I'm not saying it's wrong. I've done it many times. Well, I don't know, but I think there's something to check it within ourselves. Are we giving up a lot more than they are? And that's something to constantly just think about. Am I giving up career or family or or other whatever opportunities there could be out there in life for the idea of a relationship, and which could be wonderful, and maybe that's completely valid, but it's just something to clock constantly, I think. I don't know. I think move to fucking Sydney, fuck this dude, be I'm the best fucking pussy you have ever fucking had.
That's true.
This is California pussy, bitch. And then
really
be
hope this man does not listen to your podcast.
See ya.
I don't think he's found it, but we'll see.
Well, no, yeah, well, I can't imagine he's a fucking dude.
Let's give a hand to Rachel.
Thank you.
All right, so we're gonna end the show in a second. Let's thank a couple of people that made this happen. Here, grab a mic. So, Stephanie, explain how this whole thing happened.
Yes, Stephanie. We're so proud of Stephanie. She's amazing.
So I was walking by SGM. You guys all know that. And by the way, I put this story on my Finsta. When I met you, I was like, guys, the coolest fucking thing happened. I met Sim at USC.
I was walking to class to, and then you stopped me with earbuds in, and you showed me the phone and said, look,
podcast,
I'm listening to you right now.
It was
now.
Lake Bell's episode, and I was like, I'm listening to you right now. This is fucking insane. Because it was. I was like, I hear you in my ears, but you're also like right here. and yeah, and so I like sent you guys an email the next day and was like, hey, it was just so, like, so cool to meet you. You're the only podcast I listen to. Like, my favorite one. I listened to you while I like commuted to classes this summer.
Thanks.
It was great. It was great. I loved it. And then, yeah, you were like, hey, we're trying to do like a show in a sorority chapter room. Like, email me around like Halloween and I'll try to get you in. And I was like, whoa, like, little does he know I happen to be in a sorority. So yeah, so we got talking and this happened, and it's like the best. This is like a highlight of the semester. Oh. By far.
Can I tell
all
you?
Of us, for sure. This is so cool.
You're the president of Gamma Phi Beta. Yeah. We're at Gamma Phi Beta, by the way.
I'm so serious.
And so you had to get a special approval guys to be in this chapter room, right?
Yes, non-members.
This is a really big deal for me,
non-members.
By the way.
Non-members are not allowed in the chapter room. It is a sacred space. So I had to get special permission, but our advisors were on board because they think this is super cool.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, though, I just can't thank you enough to have, like, we started this, like, the podcast project, which kind of was a weird hobby, a couple years ago, and now it's become something where people come up to us like you and like are so heartfelt in a way that I've never felt before. And it just means the world that like that for whatever reason our like ridiculous advice, or at least it's not even advice, but at least like conversations.
No,
maybe.
It is. You give the best advice. I give it. I don't have like a lot of relationship issues because, you know, guys at this school, you never know. But I like dispel all of your information, give it to everybody, and I like think I've solved some problems through you. So
thank you. I'm in awe of you guys, and thank you so fucking much for
this has been a dream
here.
Come true for me
and spending your Halloween with us.
So much for us, yeah. Like you
so,
don't understand.
Thank you so much
means,
for being
it
here.
Truly means the world. Fuck you,
guys,
you.
Fuck you. I mean, I've never said
yeah, you're in a sacred space, Sim.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Right.
No, honestly.
Yeah.
I
so
can't
you don't
thank
get to talk.
Enough.
Yeah.
All right. Just say bye to everyone. You can end the show. Sim, go ahead. Go ahead. End the show. You can end the show.
You go on.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much.